And at the top of the month, we catch up with what is happening right across the Lower Eyre Peninsula. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well, thank you, because winter has finally arrived. I love it.
Oh, it's fantastic. So it's finally hit. So fingers crossed that we get some more good rains. But even while it might be getting a bit chilly out there, there's still plenty to do around Lower Eyre Peninsula.
So what's happening on the Cummins front with the lawn bowls?
So there's social bowls starting again tomorrow. So names can be in by 1 p.m. for a 1:30 start.
And where would they go for that?
So to the Cummins Bowling Green, and it's at the Town Oval.
Fantastic. I understand Kinder Gym is running at the moment?
Yeah, so we've got a few different things happening. So Kinder Gym's on at the Cummins Gym Shed at the Town Oval each Tuesday and Wednesday in the morning from 9:30 to 10:15 during the school term. And there's also some craft groups that meet as well. So the Cummins Mosaic Group meet each Tuesday at the back of the Cummins Hall from 10 till 4. And then there's the Stitching Group that meets on Wednesday in the supper room at the hall from 10 till 4 as well. So if you're a craft person, there's a couple of options there for you as well. And also the Cummins Men's Shed is open each week from 9 till 4 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So you don't need a project, you can just call in for a chat if you'd like.
What's happening with the hospital auxiliary?
So they've got a meeting on June 15th at the Cummins Hotel from 1:30. And it's also a chance for you to welcome a new doctor we've got in our community, Dr. Leanne Schroeder. So chance for you to meet her as well.
Fantastic. I understand that there's a little bit of development with the cemetery, is that correct?
Yeah, so there's been some upgrades happening at the cemetery, and I just wanted to give a shout out to the Friends of the Cummins Cemetery Group for bringing some local history to life on the weekend with the opening of the cemetery upgrades. And they had some themed guided tours, which looked at trailblazer women, military, choir achievers and local identities who were buried at the site, and it was a fabulous event.
Ah, very, very good news there. Heading across to Coffin Bay, what's happening on the long weekend?
So on 13th of June, Brooke Newton's playing at the Coffin Bay Yacht Club from 3 till 6 p.m. in the afternoon, so you can bring a rug or a chair and enjoy some music on the foreshore there. And also just a reminder that the Coffin Bay jetty is undergoing some maintenance works as well. So between now and July, there may be some sections which are not accessible, but those areas that aren't being worked on will remain open to the public.
And being June, it's obviously reporting time?
It is. So Council's releasing a couple of strategic and financial plans for consultation on Thursday. So make sure you pop onto the Council's website and Facebook page to have your say. Council's also encouraging people to log on to a Council Zoom meeting on the 15th of June at 7:30 p.m. And staff will be running through some key projects and issues that are outlined in the business plan for the coming year.
And, of course, not too far away from that same long weekend that I spoke about a moment ago, all roads lead to the Mortlock Shield.
They do. So it's just around the corner. I'm a bit partial to Great Flinders, but best of luck to all of those involved and also to the netballers who will be competing in Adelaide at the Country Champs. So best of luck to them as well.
Couldn't agree more. Thank you very much, Julie, and we'll have a chat again next month.
Fabulous. Thank you very much.